Hello, America. Welcome to greatest podcast based on roast battle episodes. Fucking Tabitha Jones here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Kyle fucking Hoghorst.
Hey.
A faggot Jeremy Shear.
Hey, words hurt, you know.
Yeesh.
And I'm Chris Paul. Iron Pete doing an intro.
Yikes.
Iron Pete scared me a little bit.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what to expect.
I came out of nowhere quickly.
I tell you what to expect from Iron Pete, a 12-inch cock.
Well, at least you warned us.
Great.
I don't want to expect it. I want to be surprised. Surprise me with the 12-inch cock.
They're doing shows at the Footing Stock already. That happened this week. I think they started this week.
Yeah, so.
Well, this would be the second week.
I saw a picture of Brett, Patient Zero Thomas, on stage at the Footing Stock.
Yeah.
Brett is responsible for the outbreak of COVID in all of the Cougars in Northeast Ohio.
It'll be the second or third worst virus he's given an older lady.
Man, he's really going after the people that should not get coronavirus. Like, it's that age bracket.
Yeah. I have a drawing on my wall here. Brett paid me to do a caricature for him, and I fucked it up the first time, so I put large eyebrows and a Groucho Marx mustache and glasses on it. And it says, "I once banged a cougar in my pajamas. How she got my pajamas, I'll never know."
Waka, waka, waka. Involuntary sound effects.
That's what you get.
Someone outside of one of your homes has good timing.
Yeah, really good timing in the time that they jaywalk across in front of like four cars.
The series of events that had to happen at the same time.
The timing was impeccable.
It was like that movie Crash, but more racism.
This guy doesn't know what he wants.
You just sit in that chair and look out the window all day long.
That's me. It's like the saddest rear window ever. There's no wheelchair here. It's a big old recliner.
Does it have wheels on it?
No.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah. Fully digs into the hardwood.
Get a small rug for it.
I should.
No bueno.
No bueno.
What's good, how's everybody?
How's your guys' week? We're in like stage four of the apocalypse.
Yeah, it's just all churning along. You know, we'll see how it goes.
I have to stay home until September.
Go back to work on 9/11.
The official reopening day, 9/11.
That's going to happen.
That really should be the campaign to reboot America, restart on 9/11.
Now we're opening it now. What y'all talking
about? They really
are.
I mean, it's since 9/11, it's just been 20 years of PTSD, like mass scale PTSD. It's been nuts.
Yeah, it's really nuts. Yeah, it's crazy right now.
Are any of you guys going to go burn tires?
Well, it happened a couple of days ago as this is being aired, so I couldn't go. I am too fat to protest, but I heard that...
You already can't breathe on your way to the protest.
Yeah. The only thing Jeremy burned was some Hot Pockets. Damn, that was fucking funny.
Yeah, so, but I heard that Tabitha put Josh Lahorn on the chain and had a sign that said, "Kick me for racism."
Yeah, it was something I've been planning for a really long time. I just needed the right moment to be able to do it in the streets.
Yep.
That's nice. That's pretty fun.
A nice reboot of the 2016 where people could kick him for Trump, and they did.
They did. I met him right after that. And like I should have.
I understand the leash and everything, but why did you make him wear a cock ring and a butt plug?
Personal reasons.
Okay, fair enough.
Look, if you're going to have somebody on a leash all day and want to make sure they're out there all day and don't go to the bathroom, you put a butt plug in.
I did it for equality. That's all I'll say about that.
Okay. That's pretty tight.
I like Kyle's just gently encouraging phrases. The most gentle yes anding. Honestly, just yesing.
So Tabitha's...
That's what I'm here for.
Jeremy can't go. For health reasons.
For health reasons.
Yeah, pretty much.
He'll be busy at home getting pepper sprayed by a sandwich.
More like horseradish sprayed.
This brings me to the fact that Kyle may actually be the healthiest one on the show this week.
I got so sunburnt last week. Like, my skin is falling off right now.
Ugh.
Yeah. It's just, like, very itchy and, like, it was bad. Like, I couldn't... I'm wearing a red shirt. You guys see on the camera. Like, my stomach was this red. I couldn't sleep till yesterday. I couldn't sleep in, like, my normal sleeping position. Yeah, just, like, sleeping in a chair for a week, basically, as my body boiled. Yeah, look at... You can see it. Look at those nasty-ass arms.
Do you save the skin and then gift it to your wife?
I feed it to the dogs. I say, "This is my body, which will be given up for you." And then I make them drink my cum. I am their god, you know.
You're a little olive oil on their brow.
You bow down to me.
Anoint them.
Yuck.
No, you anoint their brows with peanut butter, so they try to like stick their tongue up over their nose and fucking eat the peanut butter for an hour.
Oh, I've never done that, but that's a fantastic idea that I'll be doing shortly after this show ends.
That is not where Jeremy puts the peanut butter when he's playing with a dog.
Well, you know, this is a family show.
Just so we're all clear.
The wholesome family show.
The Manson family.
I'm going to make one thing perfectly clear. There is one person in this cast that has committed bestiality, and it is not me.
Well, that leaves two of you.
Well, that leaves one of you.
It's process.
Was it a pig? Was it a pig, Chris?
This is faulty process of elimination.
Correct. Chris Paw has committed bestiality. I stand by my statement.
I learn something new every time we record.
Well, I guess if it were up to Mark Zuckerberg, you could say that all day long on social media.
Yeah, I could. And you know what? If the climate in today's online world were any different, I would probably shout that from the rooftops. But now doesn't seem the time to let people know that you've committed bestiality.
Oh, it seems like exactly the time.
Alright.
Do you think there's people that are so woke that they, you know, they advocate for bestiality? I'm sure there is a group.
I'm sure.
No, they're going to come after me for animal cruelty if he does that.
Oh, you were
well, there's also that group. Animal.
You were very cruel to that animal.
Yeah, but what if you tell them you're a vegan?
It's a lifestyle. Go that route.
You identify as a pig.
Well, I mean, look, we have evidence of him being called a fat fucking pig faggot for several years. Did you think that came from nowhere?
No, I took it as word.
Yeah. This is my friend Chris. He fucks pigs.
The real story behind that is I was accused by my ex-wife of fucking pigs. My ex-wife, who is a pig that I fucked. So.
Ah. Mm. The joke is.
It's a self call.
I think I want to start a rumor that my uncle or my grandpa had sex with Babe Ruth. What do you guys think?
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome. That sounds like a perfect rumor.
Yeah. My great grandfather had sex with Babe Ruth.
I love a fucking rumor that, like, no one can dispute. I love fucking.
No, nobody can say anything.
I love rumors about dead people. I love to slander a dead motherfucker.
They're both dead. He told me on a hunting trip that one time he had sex with Babe Ruth.
If Jeremy really is posting that about me, what I'm going to do is post in all caps, make an all caps post about how the Jews are spreading horrible rumors, and then I'm going to deactivate my Facebook for a week.
Good call.
Good call.
I'm too good to have to answer to this.
No, you're not.
How mean do you guys think people are going to be at Roast Battle the first time we can have a live show? I was thinking about this the other day. You think people are going to be like, yeah, we can see each other again, like I'm still going to pussyfoot around this stuff? Or do you think people are just going to go for blood because they don't care about human interaction anymore? What are you guys' thoughts?
Here's what I think. We get a big plexiglass thing to put in front of the stage, and then we advertise it mainly to Trump supporters. And they'll just fucking pile in there out of spite. And then we just leave that plexiglass there, and hopefully they all kill each other.
I mean, I feel like that just has to do a lot with luck.
I'm hosting, just, man. I got pre-existing conditions.
It's true.
This is a dangerous plan with fat people.
The most obnoxious person in the crowd, we just point at him and go, that guy said the blacks are okay. And then they all fucking pile on him while we run away.
Yeah, might work.
Possibility.
I'm not getting doxxed. I have no comment. I'm not getting involved in none of that shit. Fuck that. There's not going to be anything in a few months, so.
Right.
It was fun. It was fun. Earth was fun while it lasted. I would have preferred to live on Uranus, but, you know, I got Earth, so.
Dang. Fucking got him. Dang.
Dang.
Dang. Got fucking fire, bro. Dang. We're hitting him with Uranus.
Kyle's always hitting him with Uranus.
What, Jeremy? Bro. Bro. Fucking flaming him. That's how I'm going to act at every show we ever
have. Good.
I think we go to split the country in half.
Oh, where? Man.
Where?
Yeah.
Whatever the middle part is.
Man, I don't want to have to move.
Yeah, because we're definitely, well, are we?
Well, I was talking about this last night. We convinced the dumb people to take the West Coast, and then we don't have to move. And they'll pull themselves up by their bootstraps and head out west like the old days.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather it be warm? Maybe we should just flip-flop, like, hey, you guys take the north, we'll take the south.
No, I don't want to live in the south.
But it'll be flip-flopped. Is it too hot for you?
Yes, it's too hot. I will never leave the house.
It's the end of May, and it's too hot in Cleveland.
That's true. I got all this sunburn.
That's what that show was about.
Hot in Cleveland?
Yeah. It's about global warming.
I thought it was about GILFs.
Yeah, it's about GILFs. It's about that G-MILF pussy. That wussy.
This is where you guys bringing me in instead of DePerna really hurts everything. Because Ryan would have a bunch to say today.
Old Silver Fox. Cleveland Golden Girls.
We'll try to fill the DePerna role with what Kyle and I are picking up from The Sopranos. Kyle and I are both watching The Sopranos. And we are taking over the podcast. And it will now be a Sopranos discussion podcast.
Yo, Pussy's a bitch. I was glad to see him die.
Mamma Mia, tell me about it.
That's where the Mamma Mia's been coming from. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, first it was coming from just, like, the Mamma Mia franchise, you know? Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, the films. But no, yeah, now it's solidified by Sopranos.
Good. I found out that my mother's side of the family is Italian, like 2 years ago. They were like, what, Western Kentucky, like coal miners. So it's just like we've never looked up genealogy. We're like, yeah, they're from Kentucky at this point, but we're Italian. Explains my love for pasta.
The gabagool.
It explains the grease that develops between your fingers.
Oh, we could blame that on jerky. At least what I thought.
Eating, or is that just what he calls jerking off?
Jerky?
Yeah, jerky.
Hey, just 9-year-old Kyle asking his friends, hey, have you ever played jerky? I'll teach you. I used to call, I don't know if I've ever told this on the podcast. I used to, when I was young, like I started masturbating or whatever, I didn't know what it was called. I used to call it gold dick. That was my term for masturbation.
Where did it come from?
What? I don't know, because it was like gold, like the gold standard, like, you know what I mean? Like, it was just like first place. Like, this is, it's when your dick's in first place, basically. I didn't think that much into it.
That's amazing.
I was just shooting blanks too the whole time, so it wasn't messy. It was just a better time. It was before I could produce semen, so it was just gold dick. I didn't, you know, there was no coming. I just got the, you know, gold dick. Gold dick, yeah. Like my friends, I've told them about. They fucking love it. They sometimes they say, "Hey, you had a gold dick lately?" I said, "Yeah, dog." It's like a running joke. People have known about it for years, but I've never publicly talked about gold dick.
Wow, I'm gold. Honored.
Male hard horse story.
Gold dick.
Gold dick.
Gold dick.
It's not even a verb. It's a noun.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a gold dick.
It's like the Pokemon gold dick.
A Kyle Hardhorse, a gold dick in America. Number one, gold dick.
If only I could see it.
I thought it would make more sense if you called it orange dick and it was because of the Dorito dust.
That's fair. That's fair. But I grew up in the hood. I was a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy. Thank God I didn't actually do that, but
dang.
I
can't handle Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I'm too white for them.
I'm too old for them. It's none of them too white. There's plenty of white kids eating Flaming Hot Cheetos.
I get that. I'm just saying that, like, that stereotypical, just like white people, like, don't season things. Just like, I seasoned a sandwich for the first time, and I felt like it was like groundbreaking. Like,
what do you mean you seasoned a sandwich? Elaborate a little bit.
Like, so you like put the cheese on, put the turkey on, put like some lettuce on there. I don't like tomato, the texture's gross. Like a little bit of salt, okay. A little bit of pepper, a little bit of garlic powder.
That
like fucks up the game completely. And I acted like it was groundbreaking, and apparently like everyone was doing this. Well, it's everyone I was talking to about it was doing this. Which is why it's like, no, yeah, of course I'm not out here eating Flamin' Hot Cheetos. I put garlic powder on something, and I was like, what? This is amazing.
Yeah, garlic salt on a grilled cheese.
I've never done that.
In the butter before you're making it.
Never done.
Here's some white people shit. Instead of using butter, use mayonnaise to spread on your bread. It tastes the same. It's easier to spread. It cooks just the same. It actually cooks better.
I don't use mayonnaise.
You can't tell. It doesn't taste like mayonnaise. It tastes like butter. It's just fat cooking. Frying fat. There. You use Miracle Whip?
No, I don't use any sort of condiment like that. I think it all tastes gross.
Ranch?
Sometimes. Depending, like on a chicken tender? Yeah. Not much else.
You don't drench pizza in ranch dressing?
Mm-mm. Do not. If I use any ranch on pizza, it's like a little bit. Like, just like the, like, usually like a little bit of the crust, a little bit of the cheesy part, that's it.
No.
I really only fuck with ketchup.
You're a child.
Yeah, like chicken nuggets and ketchup. Like, that's what it is. Like, I fuck with ketchup heavy.
That's cool, though. Teach Sarah.
I'm not out here with the mustards and the mayos. Do like a garlic aioli.
That's mayonnaise. That's garlic mayonnaise.
Okay, then, like, I understand that, but I'm not going to buy a whole fucking thing of mayonnaise just to be like, oh, I want garlic aioli with my fucking fries.
It's okay.
I think we should pause this subject and give everyone a minute to clear their heads.
I need to step outside, guys.
I'm not upset. I'm just
getting vicious.
I do this thing where I feel like everyone thinks like me, and then when I express like the true like kernel of communication that supports why I do what I do, I'm just yelling at someone at that point.
That's what happened to Hitler, Tabitha.
Well, looks like some people better not test me about my mayo opinions then.
He thought that everyone knew what he did about the Jews, but it turns out not everyone has met him. I don't care.
What?
There was a long pause after that Jew joke.
Yeah. It's what you deserve.
They're gonna cancel me?
Yeah. I'm contacting the higher ups at the Cleveland Improv to make sure they never book you.
Please don't. I apologize to the Jews.
I found out from Craig Doyle I have to contact Improv Corporate in order to get somebody canceled.
Is that what
I listened to the podcast. Who was it? You're talking about it.
Oh, Craig Doyle?
I listened to the Hate Flow.
Yeah, he was the manager at the Improv, or is, so.
Right.
I was hoping I could just send in people. I'm like, this guy's canceled now.
You have to, do you have contact info for the Improv Corporate?
I'll find it. I always find it. I can sniff out corporate numbers.
Okay, I got a list.
The following people are canceled.
It's the new top 25. Cleveland Comics, we're going to get canceled.
Is there 25 that work?
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's the idea is just to embarrass 25 comics we don't like, which I'm sure that's a list that we can fill out.
Well, obviously,
the idea is preemptively canceling people. We're gonna minority report this shit.
Well, I hate the cancel culture, so I will not be partaking. If you listen to my episode on the hate flow through you, you would understand more about that. There's another plug.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you, Kyle. This is all in good fun, buddy.
Oh, I know.
Come along for the ride and cancel some people.
Tabitha, because she thinks mayonnaise and aioli are something different.
Go ahead, cancel me for having opinions that only affect me. Go ahead, Kyle. Do it.
Well, in light of recent developments in the news, we should bring up your Hulk Hogan defense again.
Yes, my defense of Hulk Hogan and I'm just building this elaborate ruse all for it to crumble as just like a framed photo of me shaking hands with Hulk Hogan at some sort of a conference. I don't even know what kind of conference, something racist, I'm sure.
We'll take the photo of Epstein and Trump and put yours and Hulk Hogan's face over it.
Like, see?
She's a real American.
No, I'm not going to simp for Hulk Hogan. Get out of here. Can't trick me.
I guess you want the red, white, and blue to run wild on you.
Yeah, in one way or another.
What was it? They wanted Jimmy Snuka. Vince McMahon wanted Jimmy Snuka to be the face of WWF when it started, but he killed his girlfriend or whatever and couldn't stop doing cocaine, so Hulk Hogan got his big break. That's the only reason. Because Jimmy Snuka was too much of a fucking degenerate.
Makes me wonder who my Hulk Hogan's going to be.
But Jimmy Snuka
basically confessed that on fucking on the Opie and Anthony show too about killing his wife. He was like a little bit into dementia, I think, and they asked him questions about it, and he kind of like flubbed, and then his publicist pulled him out of the interview and shit, and then the police contacted the radio show and shit for the audio.
Yeah, but it was past 7 years, so, right? He's cool, right?
No, he still got charged.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah, I don't know, but he was found incompetent to stand trial.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Too many blows to the head.
Yeah. He did the flying headbutt too, didn't he?
No, he did a super fly splash, which hurts your knees.
That was Chris Benoit's signature, wasn't it? The flying
headbutt. Yeah. Somebody else used to do it. I can't remember who he got it from. But
Who?
Dynamite Kid, who is now paralyzed.
That's not a good move.
Wrestling is an awful job.
Fucking great when you're fucking 9 years old and you see him do that to fucking Dean Malenko every Monday night. But, yeah, it's not good for him. Chris Benoit was the fucking shit, too, dude. It sucks.
He was my great favorite wrestler.
Was he, like, before?
Yeah. He's my favorite wrestler. It ruined wrestling for me.
And now he's your especially favorite wrestler.
Yeah. Like, that's it's a heel move. He murdered his family.
Yeah, because he was always pretty much a babyface.
Well, he was a horseman, too. So, here's that.
I don't know who my favorite wrestler is. There's too many people that I enjoyed. I don't know.
I really liked Kurt Angle when he first was a heel.
Kurt Angle's a shit. I just watched him on TV tonight.
Do you remember when he came in a milk truck to parody Stone Cold driving a beer truck in?
Yes, I remember that.
That was a good era for wrestling.
Well, yeah. Because Kurt Angle was the shit.
I think that's about the time where, like, I started, like, getting pussy and I stopped watching wrestling. So I was trying to go out and do stuff with girls all the time. So I missed, like, that whole ruthless aggression era where they made, like, Kurt Angle the dude. I just remember him, like, when he was younger. And then I picked it back up when I stopped getting anything.
I was already married. With a kid, really. I got life completely out of order. Nothing in the right sequence.
That's all right. Is there a right order?
I don't know. It's true. I'll only be like 41 when both my kids are out of school.
Yeah, that's pretty badass in retrospect.
Yep. I think it'll be all right. However, my body is probably 60 years old, though.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I do have my oldest kid who graduated. Out of high school.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks. That was the main thing.
Were they fucking mad that they couldn't have a real graduation?
No, they're having like a commencement thing. It's like 5 or 10 minute appointments though. So you go like, everybody has to wear a mask and you go in the room like a few people at a time and or like a student and one family at a time and get your, so they're still doing it where they get to walk across the stage. It's just not going to be a full.
Yeah, I've seen some videos.
Yeah.
I saw somebody tweet like, "Yeah, don't be upset you didn't get to go to a graduation. If you really want to feel what it's like, put on a shower cap and a shower curtain and go sit in the sun for 3 hours." And I was like, "That's what it was. It sucked. Graduation sucked."
Yeah, I didn't have one. I got a GED in the mail on the day that I got married to Gonk.
Wow, you thought old Chris Paul's hitting it big. That was a good day for you. Did you fucking snap your heels?
No, I was praying someone would snap my neck.
Oh, good. You were already.
Oh, yeah.
You are. No, yeah, okay. Already... Sarah, that's. I thought maybe you were just, you know, high on young love.
Nope. I was all hopped up on obligation.
Oops. Can you get a GED? Like, can you specialize in anything at this point? Because so many people are getting it. I'm asking as a joke, kind of, but kind of serious. Like, I know it's a general education diploma, but can you specialize in anything now? Because
you don't really specialize in anything in high school anyways. But you can take it to a community college and get started on credits and go from there.
You can also get into a four-year. I got into a four-year with one.
Yeah.
Tabitha, did you graduate high school?
Yeah, I graduated high school, but then I didn't, like, do any college or anything.
Smart move. That's what I would do.
Nerd alert.
I struggled through high school. Not just, like, I always failed math. I'm really shitty at math. And I just didn't try in science or anything. So, like, my GPA was never looking too good because I had all these other classes to, like, drown out any good grades I got. And then I was just that kid that took a bunch of art classes and, like, did ceramics for, like, 4 years. And then I was just like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? I don't want to fucking teach ceramics.
Make your own bowls.
Basically. Yep. Like, here. I make pottery, sell it at a fucking farmer's market. Now, if I had done that, then I would have just been like all my friends I have that do that, that are like, COVID-19 has destroyed our lives. So, pretty smart for working at a gas station for 7 years instead of going to college.
There you go.
Yeah, if I could do it all again, I'd be a barber. I think a barber would be a great profession.
Yeah.
I think you just want to touch dudes' faces.
I want to smell their hair, Biden 2020. No, you sit around, you watch sports and cut hair and bullshit. Wouldn't be a bad gig.
Feel it.
Oh, well.
Dude,
clearly it's too late to take a 3-month class and do that.
Oh, trust me, I'm not going to follow my dream at this point.
Yep, we all do stand-up.
I'm not naive about it at this point. I was at one point. I thought I was going to be the shit. And then I realized I didn't want to work that hard.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
It's the networking that's the worst part. It's all the phony handshaking and telling people that they did something awesome. Fake compliments.
Oh yeah, Oh god,
the enthusiasm.
I've had like new comics, so I go down to the funny stop because I wrote 5 minutes, and I jump on like the amateur contest, and I do it. And like some new guy's like, "Hey man, that was really good." And I'm just like, "Fuck you, don't do it."
Yeah, get the fuck out of my face.
I'd say it in the nicest way possible. You don't have to fucking lie to me. It sucked. But there's always usually a couple people the same way as me at the funny stuff. So I like doing it because I'll talk to them. They're like, "Yeah, that sucked." I'm like, "I know. So did you."
Yeah.
I'm glad you're featuring next week.
That was my favorite thing in the first few years, was after a friend came off stage, I would go, "That was fucking awful, dude. You must be really embarrassed right now."
Oh, yeah, they took it to the head. Yeah. Yeah, it sucks hearing you suck. Once you realize you suck, it makes it much easier.
But there's nothing more fun than watching someone you know is funny just completely eat shit.
Yep. It's a special kind of fun. You know they can do better, and they're just not.
They didn't bring it that game. Oh, it's Nick Yurick. See him in the background.
Yeah, he lives here.
Yeah. So you guys put out another Sad Boys thing? I didn't watch it yet. What did you guys just put out recently?
Still working on it.
No? Wasn't there something you guys were...
We did something out? Flamingo City.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did do that. The thing with Flamingo City and Aldous Mustache and a couple other people.
Yeah, we've got 2 sketches in that.
Was it new from that half an hour you guys put out?
No. Yeah, it's different from that.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll
definitely check it out. The half an hour was great.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know if I said that yet. Kristen, my favorite part is when Kristen, they had the fucking dinner tongs. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I think that's badass.
Kristen.
It was refreshing to see some very funny, edgy sketch comedy again. They just HBO just did like this HBO Max app you can get now. And for the first time, you can like watch all the Mad TVs.
What?
It's the first time they've been released. Yeah, it's like $15 a month.
Oh, yeah.
But you can now, for the first time, because they didn't like release them, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I heard. But yeah, all the Mad TVs are out, which was Mad TV was dope.
I didn't know HBO Max was up and running yet. They have a bunch of what else is on there?
I don't own it. I heard it on another podcast, honestly. But yeah, that's what they said. All the what is that show called we were talking about? Mad TV is on there. That's it. That's all I got. But I don't know what else is on there. Right now, the only thing I'm watching on HBO is The Sopranos.
Hell yeah. As you should be.
There's like 3 different HBO streaming things now. It's a frustrating amount. All the old Mr. shows are on HBO Go, though.
HBO is the best as far as all the fucking subscription things. I mean, there's a lot of good shows on there. I wish our stand-up library was bigger, frankly. I wish they had all the one-night stands or whatever, but maybe this new one does. I don't know. Is anybody still here? Did everybody die? Is the apocalypse coming?
I'm dead.
Yeah. I feel like I think I mentioned it last week, we've accomplished a lot of the things that we have been doing lately. I think these episodes are fine. We're just in a transition thing. We got to figure out who we're going to antagonize next.
Yeah, somebody's got to fuck up.
Yeah. Who's it going to be?
We'll get our next few months of podcasting out of somebody's misery.
Everybody's inside. Nobody's fucking up.
That's true, except for the cops. And what are we going to do, you know?
No doubt. Are we going to get Andy Barr on? Did anybody talk to Andy Barr about a Pussy Work remix?
I haven't had a chance. I had extra days of work this week. Jeremy, are you even awake?
No.
I know that the people listening can't see this, but he just unmuted his Zoom for long enough to say no and then muted it back.
Immediately.
Literally, he told fucking me. Fill some air, you fucking dickhead Jew.
He told me pre-show that he ate, and I quote, "I ate corned beef sub." Not a corned beef sub. I ate corned beef sub. And I was like, what the fuck? You ate an entire submarine sandwich of corned beef? They're 8 inches thick.
Yeah, it was a lot, and I am feeling the effects.
Was it Hanini's? Because they stuffed those sandwiches pretty big.
No, it's the place over in over by where Old Fashioned used to be, the Ohio City Deli.
Yeah, okay.
Is Old Fashioned gone?
Yeah, it's gone, buddy.
Yeah.
The hot dog? Really?
Fucking awful.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Didn't they have a sign that they've been there since 1939 or some shit?
Yeah.
New person bought the building.
Motherfucker. Now we have an enemy. What piece of shit corporation came in and bought the building?
I don't know. Nothing I can do about it. It's too late to burn it down. They're already gone.
It got burnt already.
Are you telling me that they took the whole building down?
No, it's still there, but Old Fashioned is gone.
Fuck. What are we going to do after shows now?
Sal's on Denison in Harvard. Or Denison and what is that? Pearl?
Yeah, it's Denison and Pearl. There's also a Steve's in Brooklyn. I sometimes go there before or after Sad Boys meetings.
I think we need to find out who bought this building and give them the old Jeff Davis treatment.
I'm sure they're slumlords. It'll be easy.
That's the the Curb Your Enthusiasm ad hominem episode is everyone's protesting police brutality and we're outside of Old Fashioned hot dogs where they used to be. Setting shit on fire, screaming at the realty company.
Ugh, man. Shit's wild, man. Thinking we have fucking hot dog places.
Mm-hmm. And then we enlist the help of a street gang because they think that we're protesting the police brutality.
We could do both in theory.
We put up a sign that says cops own this building.
Brilliant. Chris, that's the best idea you've ever had.
You're caught up in the collateral damage. I wonder how much money, like if it's 25 grand to save the hot dog place and then we find a comedy contest that happens to be that the reward is 25 grand. And that the guy that was the villain from Karate Kid is like the lead on the other sketch group. I just made a Disney movie.
You did.
Well, if it's a comedy contest, we have to go get, we got to go recruit Marty. Marty's a comedy contest juggernaut.
Yeah, he has to. He's the ringer.
He's our Adam Banks.
That's it. That's the Sad Boys Social Club, the movie.
Then save it, save an old fashioned hot dog.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Only if we can do it for real.
And then Jeremy wouldn't have to eat corned beef sub.
Correct.
Are you going to be much more spry.
I ate corned beef.
Corned beef is good. I don't blame you.
I'm sick of it.
You're sick of corned beef. Pastrami is a good alternative.
My second job is in a corned beef shop.
Really?
I can deal with it all the time.
Yeah, looking at food sucks. I look at corned salads beef. All day.
Corned beef and gyros. I've determined that because my boss and the family is Greek, and half of them say Euro and half of them say Gyro. So I've determined that no one gives a shit which one you say.
Yeah, just give me the $7.95. The Euro's good. I like Euro.
Always. I don't know. I think that's the show for the week. I don't think we're kind of directionless right now. So exhausted.
Jeremy has like turned the phone down now. You can't even see him. Oh, there he is.
Imagine eating so much corned beef sandwich that you can't even open your dumb fucking eyes.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like it. Now you know why I wear the sunglasses all the time.
Do you keep buying a copy of the same hat?
Great question.
That hat would last on your fat, sweaty head for this long.
It's the same hat.
The thing must smell awful.
Well, don't smell it then, stupid.
Smells like an old catcher's mitt full of shit.
How long have you had that hat?
Like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, that's it? I feel like it's been attached to your head since I've met you. No, you used to wear a fedora, didn't you?
I did. But
and you had hair at one point.
I had very long hair. That was a long time ago. When I was dumb.
And then you shaved all your hair off your body.
Yeah, I did that a few times.
That's pretty sweet.
Made him more aerodynamic.
One time I freaked out because somebody brought fleas to our apartment. And so I shaved everything because I was like, no! So that was fun.
That sucks. What an inconsiderate prick.
They brought fleas to your apartment, like just a cup of fleas?
No, they had fleas.
They had like a flea farm?
They were a flea farm because of where they hung out.
How much did you pay her?
I paid her in never talking to her again. I was mad as hell.
So she came out on top there. She really swindled you.
I'm not going to take it.
Is that how women break up with you so you don't kill them?
Or give me fleas?
Yeah.
I mean, please don't make that a thing. That would suck.
Well, I think that'll do, pigs.